And welcome back to Coast. We're back with Dr. George Pratt. We have been talking about the life expectancy rate in this country. That seems to be going down because of the suicide rate, but there's so many other things that are affecting so many other people. George, you had mentioned the opioid epidemic, of course. What does that do to somebody's mind, to their psyche?
It creates depression to begin with. Every day, I think the statistics are approximately 115 people per day die after overdosing on opioids, and it costs the U.S. $78.5 billion a year in lost healthcare, lost productivity, addiction treatment, et cetera.
Yeah.
So we know that between 21 to 29% of patients prescribed opioids for chronic pain misuse them. And I'm board certified in pain management is one of the things. But we use emotional tools and hypnosis and various other techniques rather than medications. And so working together with individuals' physicians, that's what you want, is like a multidisciplinary team to help people find other options, because it's so addictive. And I've seen so many problems with people that overdose, and then even in many treatment centers, they will have people armed with naloxone, and it's a drug that reverses the effects of the opioid mm-hmm. overdose, just because people can't get off of it on their own, and they need to go to treatment centers. It is so addictive, and it was so openly prescribed that it created a big problem. So,
what are some of their brand names? Like,
I don't exactly.
You don't mention those.
I don't remember them exactly because.
I mean, like Vicodin and stuff like that?
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay.
Now that's a common one.
Jeez. And it's inexpensive for these people to get, isn't it? Or is it expensive?
It is. And the problem is then they become dependent on it. And it's easy. If you have a pain syndrome, there's lots of ways to treat it. Now, you might have some pain syndromes that are not responsive. But then if you're going to take an opioid, you want to work very closely with your physician and even using a pain treatment center to manage this so it doesn't become overwhelming and end up taking your life. And then what happens is if they're taking more than the original prescribed dose, it interferes with relationships, with their family, mm-hmm. their ability to work, and things then go downhill.
Aren't people aware, George, that when they're taking these, they could kill themselves and don't overdo it?
The problem is they don't believe that they're going to have a problem. They're going to take it for the intended at the intended level that it was prescribed, and then they are hurting. And so they take a little bit more and a little bit more, and that's a very common pattern, unfortunately. And so that's where you want to work very closely with the individual and even with family members so that enough support is given and that other treatments are also being used so that you're not relying on taking pain meds on an ongoing basis. There are so many good medications that will help that aren't opioids, but people that have been on opioids prefer the opioids.
Are you still swimming with the dolphins?
Yes, still doing it after 14 years. The seminar on the beach, and then we go swimming with dolphins in the open ocean. And we are very respectful, and we kind of slide in the water. We don't we connect with them. And I went through some training with Dr. John Lilly, he was the one who invented flotation tanks, and he was doing research with with dolphins, and so I spent some time with him, and it's just incredible. And actually, when you're in the water and you hear the chirping and the sound, it has an effect that is very profound. And it's they're beautiful. You create an appreciation for life looking at them and then hearing them, and they like to play. And occasionally they'll play a little leaf game. They'll bring over a leaf, let it drift down in the water, and then go down and get it. And if you will play with them, they will bring it to you, and then you can let it go. And it's just incredibly beautiful.
They're very intelligent, aren't they?
They are. They have a brain structure that is closer to humans than I think any other creature.
If they only had thumbs, the things they could do.
Exactly. If they could, if my golden retriever had thumbs, he'd be opening his own dog food.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Needs those darn opposing thumbs.
When's your next seminar? How often do you do it?
I do it every year, and it's going to be at the end of August on the Big Island, and it's wonderful. Keep it to about 35 people, and it's just heaven on earth. And there's some there's plenty of video on my website, and there's also a couple clips of Rob Dyrdek, as we were talking before. And just also to finish up on Rob, when he brought his cousin down.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He got lit up with after we did some work, and he after a very short time he came up with the clothing brand, The Young and the Restless. And Rob told me after a period of time, he said, George, he made $12.5 million.
No.
Yes.
You should do this to all of us.
Rob is such a wonderful human being, and wanting to help everybody and teach people. He's also now a venture capitalist. Here's a guy who had nothing.
Had nothing. That's
except a wonderful personality and an honest heart.
And he was a good skateboarder.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what got him going.
Yes, absolutely. And then with a positive attitude.
Yep.
And being kind to everybody.
Sure is. And then his partner, his buddy, Big, he died. Boykin, I think, is last
year. What a shame, yes.
Yeah. Last year, I think. Not too long ago.
Yes, it was last year.
Let's talk about attitude. You put a lot of people under hypnosis. What do you find in hypnosis or hypnotherapy with most people? What are their hang-ups?
Well, first you'd identify what the person is wishing to improve or to focus on. And then we would talk over what are their goals, what are their issues, and identify, okay, how do you want things to be different? And I always make a recording of the session so a person can play it an infinite number of times. And that's what Rob did. He loved hypnosis. And what happens is you're going to have different kinds of goals that individuals have. The reasons that they're wanting to achieve a certain goal, whether it's feeling more worthwhile to make money, to be happy, to feel worthy and worthwhile, to feel connected to the universe, to feel open to having a fulfilling life. If they've grown up in a family that has been negative or rejecting, they may not feel worthy of attaining success. And so that's why it can be so helpful to help people identify what the blocks are and then correct them. And so I want to also let people know that it's not quite a half an hour free download on my website, but it is a deep relaxation with beautiful imagery of mountains and streams and ocean, and it's you can watch it for a while and then just close your eyes, and it's probably about 20-25 minutes, and then there's a count out at the end to become more alert for the day. So it's not quite hypnosis, but it's a deep relaxation that can help you feel more grounded and centered and more clear, and it's free. They can just, if they go to drgeorgepratt.com and just click on the free button on the homepage, that will be, I think they will enjoy it. There's a lot of other things on the site, too. It's got a lot of stuff, including things with Rob, just to bring a little levity and kindness. And I did want to mention one other thing on the site, too. I'm involved in a nonprofit that is...
Is that the Making the World a Better Place Foundation?
Right, it is. And we've done a half-an-hour movie on helping kids that are struggling with their parents divorcing. So
that is a problem. That's a big issue.
Yes, it is. And let's see. Let me grab the. It's the. Here we go. The website to go to, and it's free. They can download this short movie. It's called www.calmingthestormofdivorce.org. Calmingthestormofdivorce.org. And that's also on my website. And just wonderful people. We've been working on it for 8 years. We just finished it. And I had my friend Larry King narrate the film. He was very gracious with us. And so it was produced by Mimi Lupin and myself and Vonda Pratt. And so we're just trying to help kids recover from their parents.
What do you think of positive thinking? How important
positive
is that?
Positive thinking is much better than non-positive thinking, but there's a difference between positive thinking and positive beliefs. Positive thinking works only while you're thinking positively. Positive belief is a deeper subconscious structure where you're filtering everything through positive beliefs. So that becomes very powerful. Positive beliefs just work while you're telling yourself, I can do this, I can do this, but there's some doubt deep within you, and that's one of the things that you can do with creating positive beliefs with hypnosis and with EMDR and these other techniques, so that you can believe in yourself and you can begin to appreciate and feel worthy and worthwhile. Many of us have had challenges as we're growing up, and life is not perfect, but when you can shine brightly by learning to love yourself and to be kind to others and to scan for the positives on a regular basis, you're going to flourish. And so, I mean, that's a very good question, because so many times people just won't take the time to create the deeper belief.
What do you think of the difference between the subconscious and consciousness?
Well, that's a good question. What we now know with advanced techniques, the number of neurons that fire at a conscious level is 20 to 40 neurons firing per second, 20 to 40 neurons. Subconsciously, also called unconsciously, it's 20 to 40 million neurons firing per second. So because of that incredible amount of effect at the unconscious level, you want to use tools that access that. Imagery is one tool. Imagery is the language of the subconscious. That's one of the things that Rob loves. And so that it just begins to become a part of you, and you don't have to artificially create it. It's just there. And so that's very exciting. And there's so many wonderful tools that are available, not only with the books and techniques that I talk about, but there are so many tools out there. And so just find something. I would encourage people to find something that they're comfortable with people that they like and respect, and they could read books or download videos or see people individually. But you want to take care of issues that are stuck so that you can attain your greatest level of happiness. One of the things when Dr. Lambro and I sold the instant emotional healing acupressure for the emotions, when we were in New York, we saw several different publishers, and I would go in and do a demonstration. They could choose anybody at the conference table to do and work on any issue, and then see how they liked it. And so we did that, and one of the publishers, the president said, he looked over at his director of sales and said, "Okay, you're up. I want George to work with you."
There you go. George, we're going to come back and take phone calls next. And if you have attempted suicide, and we'll, of course, be very respectful to you, but if you want to share that story, your episode, do that too.